Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Response to Operation Midnight Hammer. The U.S. military strikes in Iran, mixed, with widespread condemnation from Democrats in Congress and some Republicans, many concerned about possible retaliation. Members of our military on heightened alert at bases around the world. Anti-war demonstrators have gathered in New York City's Times Square and across from the White House. Even before the attacks, protesters marched through Philadelphia's Center City, urging the U.S. to stay out of the conflict. KYW's Sunny Morgan has more.
Protesters marched from Independence Hall on 5th and Market to City Hall with signs urging leaders to say no to war in Iran. Several local organizations joined forces to organize the demonstration, including Peace, Justice, Sustainability Now. David Gibson, their co-director, says the people in the Middle East are unnecessarily suffering and government funds will be wasted.
They're talking about billions of dollars for new nuclear weapons. The Trump administration wants a $1 trillion budget, and if they do go to war with Iran, you're going to see a supplemental bill which will make it even higher. That's unprecedented.
Senator Nikhil Saval spoke at the rally, saying the cycles of wars must end.
We refuse to accept the exploitation of other people and other lands for corporate profits. And we refuse to allow greedy politicians to trick us into thinking that war is a tool to solve problems rather than a payment in blood for their ego.
Peram Parsa, an Iranian who moved to the U.S. in his teens, says people should educate themselves about the experiences of Middle Eastern people.
We know that our democracy is not going to come with Western and Israeli bombs. So people should take action, and people should hear the voice of people in Iran, not just how Iranians are portrayed in the media. I think there's a big distinction that we should learn about as the Western society.
In Center City, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A famous Villanova University alum also weighing in, Pope Leo calling the situation in the Middle East alarming, saying stop the tragedy of war. He appealed for peace, telling thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday that diplomacy is the only way forward. With temperatures set to climb close to 100 degrees over the next 3 days, Philadelphia declaring its first heat health emergency of the year. KYW's Nigel Thompson talked to some people about how they're managing.
Elizabeth Laudenslager is entering her second summer as a dog walker in Philadelphia and says keeping cool can be a major challenge.
It's been really hard in the past because there aren't a lot of places you can cool off without having to like make a purchase of some kind.
As part of its heat health emergency, the city has opened a number of cooling centers at libraries and community centers citywide for extended hours until the advisory ends on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Even with those centers, Elizabeth says it can be hard for the unhoused.
One woman I ran into the other day, and I was like, do you know where the cooling centers are? And she said, yes, but they turn us away sometimes, or they'll bring us in, send us out because there's just too many people. They don't have the resources to actually like keep everybody inside for as long as they need to be.
Should you encounter someone overheating, the city says to call 911 or its heat line at 215-765-9040. Elizabeth's mom, Krista Laudenslager, says it's also important to look out for your elderly neighbor.
People need to check up on their elderly neighbors, especially a day like today when maybe people might lose power because of a storm or something.
In South Philly, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
On Tuesday, Philadelphia could break or tie the temperature record set back in 1923.
If, as expected, the temperature hits 99 degrees. AAA advising drivers to consider some preventative maintenance, not just with this heat wave in mind, but the rest of the summer, too. Jana Tidwell with AAA Public Affairs says summer heat threatens your car's battery even more than the winter freeze.
You can take your vehicle to any trusted mechanic. A battery test is typically a free test. Takes just a few minutes, and it tells you exactly the strength of your battery.
And Tidwell says having your tires underinflated when it's hot can often lead to a blowout.
You want to make sure that you keep your tires at normal tire pressure. If the tire pressure is low for any reason, you want to make sure that you fill it up. Check the inside driver's door panel for the exact PSI for your vehicle.
AAA responded to nearly 98,000 emergency roadside calls in the Philadelphia area last summer alone, 43% of them for dead car batteries and flat tires. You may not give a gasoline fill-up a second thought, but a Temple University alum devoted his doctoral dissertation to how service stations appeal to drivers' senses to sell more than gas. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
When you pump gasoline, you likely don't experience the product itself. Save for the occasional whiff, you don't see it or feel it. In his doctoral thesis, Temple's Gary Scales examines the concept of neurocapitalism, how marketers take advantage of a driver's senses and fears to affect their economic decisions. In the early 1900s, he says gas retailers positioned their service stations to alleviate the fear of a noisy or unreliable ride.
Tires make an awful lot of money, brake pads, etc. make awful lot of money. Really through to the 50s, that's where most of the profit is. It's never in the gas.
But service went away, and in the 80s, the sights and aromas of convenience stores appeared.
You start to see coffee, soda, cigarettes, all these things emerging. And so what was once a one-stop shop for the car is now a one-stop shop for the person.
Scale says to understand American capitalism, it's essential to consider the role of the senses and emotions. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.